It's hard to get ahead when it costs so much every time I leave home. Even if I go straight to work and don't open my wallet all day, it still costs an absurd amount just to get there. Gas prices jumped up this past week, likely in part due to rising crude oil prices, a week before the provincial gas tax and federal carbon price are set to increase by about 7 to 8 cents per liter. I'm no gas price expert, but I've heard reports warning us that we might see gas prices as high at $1.70 this summer. The lowest regular gas price in Airdrie this week was $1.54, while prices in Calgary ranged from $1.41 to $1.54. According to reports, gas companies switching early to more expensive summer blended fuels also have an impact on soaring gas prices, a switch that Canada requires all gas stations to make by April 15 annually. The Alberta gas tax is meant to create a buffer for the government when oil prices and royalty revenues from the oil and gas sector dip. Albertans don't receive a rebate in the gas tax program but are charged more when the price of oil drops. I know there's a lot of debate about the federal carbon tax, and while I see both sides, I'd rather not have to pay more at the pump. I agree we should be working together to reduce our emissions, but I don't see this as the best way to do it. Living in Canada, most people have to drive to get to work and sometimes drive far distances for certain needs and services. People also can't avoid heating their homes, yet have to pay a high price to do it. I doubt the carbon tax is preventing people from living their lives, but it is making it harder on them. That tax bleeds into everything we buy and need, fueling inflation. There is the benefit of some redistributed wealth to the bottom, but on the other side, much of the middle class will see no credit and suffer higher costs on everything.